It's back to school season, which means it's back to school week here at The Topical. But as the coronavirus pandemic rages on, this school year may be unlike anything we've ever experienced. Hear why many of the nation's angsty teens are calling their return to the classroom, quote, whatever. And later, we take a look at the conspiracy theory surrounding NASA's storied Apollo program that nearly 23% of Americans still believe. Could it actually be possible that Neil Armstrong's moon orgasm was faked? From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. You could go endanger yourself and your family by trying to get an education, or you could stick around and learn a thing or two right here. Back in a moment. Schools across the country are cautiously reopening their doors to allow students back into the classrooms, but how are kids reacting to the new social distancing and safety guidelines? According to the nation's angsty high schoolers, the return to school so far has been, quote, whatever. For more, I'm joined by OPR's non-pedophile education reporter, Marcy Hammonds.
You can just say education reporter, Leslie.
Now, Marcy, I think it's important to assuage any concerns our listeners may have. You're specifically reporting on schools and young students, and frankly, it's kind of creepy. Anyway, tell us how these kids who you are definitely not molesting are doing.
Well, I spoke to a lot of high school kids going through what I can only assume is a temporary melancholic phase. Now the majority of them just shrugged and told me to go fuck myself, but 15-year-old Jesse Vance, who started his freshman year at North Paulding High School in Atlanta, Georgia, did sit down with me for 10 bucks.
So, Jesse, how are you adjusting to the new school measures being put in place to prevent the spread of coronavirus?
Fine.
Okay. Do you want to expand on that? Are you worried about catching coronavirus at school?
I don't know.
Well, is there anything you do want to tell me about?
Not really.
I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Leslie, he won't even talk to me. I'm a failure as a reporter.
No, come on, Marcy. Jesse looks up to you. He's probably just nervous. Did you try asking him about something he's interested in? Or maybe playing video games with him to get him more comfortable with you?
I really don't think he's interested in playing video games with some old radio reporter like me, Leslie.
Come on, Marcy. You don't know until you ask, right?
Yeah, you're right. I did find out from other sources that the school is not strictly enforcing social distancing, and masks are not mandatory, so I tried again to connect with Jesse on that.
Jesse, did you wear your mask today?
Ugh.
Hmm? Jesse.
Shut up.
Jesse, please put that away. No phones at the interview table.
Oh, come on.
No, not until you tell me about your day.
I told you a million times.
Excuse me, knock it off with the attitude. I just want to know, like, are the cafeteria tables socially distanced?
I don't know. I ate in the hallway by myself because none of my friends have the same lunch period, okay? Can I go now?
Do you want some hand sanitizer?
No!
Hey, Jesse, where are you going? Get back here, mister. We're not done.
Fuck you.
You know, eating alone is good for social distancing.
See, Marcy, I knew he'd open up to you eventually.
Yeah. School officials say Jesse's been like this ever since both his parents died from coronavirus.
Well, that's all right. He'll always have a family right here at OPR. Not really, though. Anyway, that's OPR's Marcy Hammond. Back in a moment.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere. No one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 Days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
The news is a lot like school. Sometimes it can be educational, but it can never, ever be free. Mark my words. Here's what else you need to know today. This year's annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally in South Dakota has caused quite a bit of controversy, with many health officials condemning the large crowd sizes that drew upwards of 100,000 bikers earlier this month. And it appears those concerns are being vindicated today, as contact tracers have confirmed the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally did in fact spread cases of COVID-19 after discovering a number of virus particles, all with matching tattoos. What a shame. And even more bad coronavirus news today, as a troubling CDC report has found that the majority of Americans may not deserve a vaccine until at least 2022. Hey, you reap what you sow. I'm sure they'll find me deserving of a 2021 dose, though. And finally, it was quite a thrilling day for bird lovers today, and a surprising one for some Petco employees, after they discovered over 5,000 formerly extinct dodos in the back of the store. although technically they're not formally extinct since they were all found dead from either starvation or asphyxiation. They had been back there for quite a while, so yeah, still very much extinct, but still quite a discovery nonetheless. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, why not consider keeping your children home from school and having them listen to the topical every day instead? The stigmas around pod schooling are frankly way overblown, and in fact, it can greatly benefit a child's media literacy and our show's listenership. It's worth considering, that's all I'm saying. And if you're interested, you can like and subscribe to the topical wherever you get your podcast. That way you'll never miss a lesson plan. And don't forget to join us for tomorrow's episode, where we'll take an in-depth look at the dangers of Islam. Has it already infiltrated your mosque? You're not going to want to miss this one. We'll see you tomorrow.